Good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. We begin, as we always do, by giving a shout-out and a special thank you to our host, Jake Wyman, for his dedication to shareenjoyment.com in all matters, technical and searching high and low for Rabbanim to speak and to encourage them, and generally in every aspect of shareenjoyment.com, he is there. Thank you. Likewise, we want to give a shout out and a special bracha to Mitch Green for his incredible, dedicated technical assistance and working behind the scenes to make sure everything works smoothly and professionally to the benefit of one and all. And likewise to all of the other dedicated founders and members of shareenjoyment.com, your dedication and your concern and desire for success is noted and very much appreciated. We begin tonight by dedicating the shir Lezecher Uli Lishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, and we thank the sponsor for their continued support for this very worthy endeavor. Likewise, tonight we want to dedicate the shir as a sechos that we should merit to be reunited with all of the captives, all of the people who have been captured in Eretz Yisrael who are currently hostages. There are over 220 hostages in Eretz Yisrael, Gaza, and our learning may be a zechus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hamokom Yirachem Aleihem V'yetziyeh Mitzara Levacha Me'afeyim Lo'era B'shiva L'gula Hashta B'agolon V'zman Kariv. And likewise, Refuah Shleima for all of the Chayolim and all of those that were injured by the massacre, horrific brutality of untold proportions, what has occurred, and likewise, zechus for the Chayolim who are giving over Moisa Nefesh Mamash to fight for the Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, Uchvayit Hashem Yisparach, and for all those that are involved, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a very swift end to our tzara is very soon. Likewise, there's another dedication tonight to Refuah Shleima for the Rosh Shiva, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. His name is Shmuel Ben Ita Atil. Refuah Shleima B'Kolei. This week is a beautiful parasha, Parashat Vayera. Vayera presents many of the Yisoidos of Klal Yisrael, so many principles, fundamental concepts in Yadav. And I want to focus on a word that appears many, many times in this week's parasha, and it appears as well often in our liturgy, and that is the word Mokoyim. The word Mokoyim, we know from the Pesach Seder, Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. It is a word which technically is a mundane word. It simply means a location, a place. But in the eyes of Chazal, in the Torah, in fact, to a degree, it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say the Pesach Seder, Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. Blessed is Hashem, blessed is He, and the term we use to refer to Hashem is the word Mokoyim, because I'll tell us that Hashem is the ultimate location, Mekoymoy Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His presence fills up the entire world. There is no space that is void of Hashem's presence. We, unfortunately, may not always sense it. There is Hester Panim, but Hashem is there. Hashem, this is the basic principle of Yadus. Hashem is Mekoyim Shel Olam. His presence fills up every molecule of the entire world. Hashem is what gives this world life and existence, and that is His presence. And we mentioned, we use this expression in the Haggadah, and use this also when we reclaim the mitzvah of Nikum Avelim. Everyone knows that the nusach that is said to an Avel is Ramokoyim, Yinachem, Eschel Hashem, give you comfort. And the term that we use for Hashem is the word Mokoim. And of course, I'm sure everyone here knows many different interpretations as to why that term is used specifically by in the base level. But the point we want to make over here is that the word Mokoim is the term that we use in reference to Hashem. Now, going down to Parashah, I believe that there is no Parashah in the Torah, and all of the 54 Parashahs in the Chamish HaChumshi Torah, where we have the word Mokoim more than in this week's Parashah. In the Akedah alone, the word Mokoim appears three times. Hashem appears to Avraham. And Hashem says, Kach mas bimcha, es yichidcha asher hafta, es yitzhak, v'lechlecha eretz Samaria. And then when Avraham begins to set out on his journey, it says, Vayokam vayelech el hamokoin asher omar lohu elokim. Avraham, he got up and he set out to the mokoin. As he got closer, the pasuk says, "Vayisa Avraham es eino vayar es hamokoin merachok." He saw the mokoin from a distance. And then, at the conclusion of the akedah, well, before that, there's only four times in the akedah. Vayavohu el, he arrived. They arrived. Vayavohu, they arrived el hamokoin asher omar lohu elokim. And then, when the akedah was over, Pasuk says, "Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamokoyim Hahu Hashem Yireh." So, in the Akedah alone, just in the parsha of the Akedah, do we find the word Mokoyim being used four times? Avraham, he set out to the Mokoyim. Avraham saw the Mokoyim Merachik. Avraham arrived. Avraham Yitzchak arrived at the Mokoim, and then at the conclusion, he named the Mokoim Hashem Yireh. But that's not the only place. We know the famous story with Avraham and Abimelech. Avraham, he traveled, he went to the land of Plishtim, and he told his wife, "We're coming here to a dangerous place. We're coming over here to a land we're not accustomed to, beautiful women, similar to what we had in Parashas Lech Lecha last week." They traveled, and they came to Kodesh Ben Shur Uvein, Vayogo Begror, Vayoyver Avraham El Sori Ishtoi, Achoysi, Vayishlach, tell, if anyone asks you who you are, tell them that you are my sister. Very similar to what happened in last week's Parasha with Paro, but here we have a different person, a different protagonist. We have Avimelech, Melech Pelishtim. And then Sar was abducted, and we know the whole story. And then when Avimelech confronted Avraham Avinu, and he asked him, why did he tell his wife to lie? And Avraham said the famous words, Vayoymer Avraham ki amarti rak ein yiras Elohim b'mokoyim hazeh. There is no fear of God in this mokoyim. And that's not the only time it's happened. When Avraham elaborates, he says to Avimelech, "This is my custom my entire life. When I began to journey from place to place, I said to my wife, I ask of you to do with me this act of kindness, whenever we come to a mokoyim, you should say that you're my brother." Again, two more times. It's already six. Already six times. And the word Mokoyim appears again in the parasha when Avraham, he forges a covenant with Avimelech over the Be'eros that they dig. And before we come to the covenant, the covenant, the pasuk says, "Vayoyer ki sheva ki vasoyis tikach miyadi, davor tiyali le'eda ki chafarti esader hazayis." There was a sichsuch, a disagreement between Avraham and Avimelech and Sichol Saratzilo over the wells that they were digging. And at the end, they made a treaty, a bris. Al-Kain, and the pasuk concludes, Al-Kain kara la-mokoyim ahu. They called the mokoyim where they made a bris, the Ershava. Why? Ki sham there nishbu shenehem. They swore to one another that they would be at peace with one another. Vayichasu bris v'ershava. Again, another reference to the word makoyim. The word makoyim appears at least 7 times in the parasha, perhaps more. What is going on? Why is there an emphasis throughout the entire parasha, almost every section, about makom? And there's another reference, I almost forgot, and that is Sodom. Okay, 2 extremely important references. In Sodom, to bring it at least to a total of 9, where the angel said to Lot, "Ki mashchisim anachnu es hamokoyim hazeh." We are going to destroy this mokoyim, Sodom. And the next day, after Sodom was destroyed, Avraham gets up to Davin, and he goes to the mokoyim asher omachom. Avraham prayed to Hashem intensely that Hashem not destroy Sodom. Maybe he'll find 50 tzaddikim, 45 tzaddikim, 40, 30, 20, 10. And Hashem said, "I'm sorry, I can't even find 10 tzaddikim." Sodom was destroyed. And the following morning, Avraham returns to the location where he prayed for Sodom. The pasuk says, "Vayashkein Avraham baboiker el hamokoyim, to the mokoyim asher omad shon es pinei Hashem." So we have here, we've mentioned 9 different references to the word mokoyim in Parshas Vayera. We have 2 in the story of Sodom. The Malachim said, "Ki mashchisim anachnu es hamokoyim hazeh." Ki God lo tzakos son es pnei Hashem, and then something very similar. Vayashkein Avraham aboiker el hamokoyim asher omad shon es pnei Hashem. We have mokoyim mentioned 2 in the story of Avimelech and Avraham in reference to Sarah. Rak in yiras Elokim b'mokoyim hazeh, and we have mokoyim mentioned in the covenant that Avraham established with Avimelech and Fichol Sar Tzivo over the well. And we have 4 references to the mokoyim mentioned by Avraham Avinu Yitzchak in the Akedah. What is the emphasis? It's not a coincidence. Torah has a rich vocabulary. Why is the word mokoyim continuously appearing in this parasha? And I want to suggest a simple idea, nothing very complicated, nothing very deep or profound. But in Parshas Vayera, and certainly in Parshas Lech Lecha as well, previous Parsha, Avraham is on a journey. His whole life is a journey to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Avraham, his journey began, Chazal tell us, as a young man, different stages in his life, when he was 3 years old, when he was 52 years old, when he was 75 years old, 70 years old. There are different pivotal moments. There are some are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Others we can deduce through calculation. Others are mentioned in the Midrashim. Seder Olam, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, pivotal moments in the life of Avraham where he comes to recognize that Hashem is the Baal Habir. Hashem is the ruler. He is the creator. He is the host. He is involved in every detail of this world. We all know at the beginning of Avraham, in early childhood, he looked at the world. He looked at the Mokoyim. And he said, who's the Baal HaBayis? Who is in charge of the world? The world is the Mokoyim, the physical space that this world occupies. This is the Mokoyim. Who is the Baal HaBira? Who is in control of this Mokoyim? Who created this Mokoyim? In every step of his life, he's developing a greater understanding, a deeper appreciation that Hashem, his presence, is what fills, what gives life, what is the essence of the world, of the world, of the Mokoyim, in the klal, in the general sense, and in the details. I think one of the most important psukim that really brings this out is when he says to Sarah, he says to Avimelech that when I traveled with my wife throughout the world, when we went on our journey, Vayihi Kasher, Hisu Oisi Elokim, when Hashem, he encouraged me to travel, Nidei Sozi, the beginning of my life, Hashem came to me and Hashem said, Lech lecha mi'artzcha mi'malatecha mi'dei sozicha el ha'aretz asher areka. That was the time when I was searching to discover Hashem in the Mokoyim. Ve'oymar lo, I said to her, Zechaseich asher ta'asi imodi el kol ha'mokoyim. Every step of the way in our life together, Avraham and Sarah, as we come to a new appreciation of Hashem, it's a very romantic pasuk. When you take the word Mokoyim and you substitute the word Mokoyim for the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Hashem is the Mokoyim Shel Olam, Avraham says to Sarah, you're my partner. And as we grow together in developing Yirat Shamayim and awareness that Hashem's presence fills up the Mekoyim Shel Olam, El Kol HaMokoyim, with each level, as we travel and grow in our recognition of Hashem, Imrili, say to me, Ochihu, you're my partner. A brother is the closest relationship a person can have. And Avraham here is saying to Sarah, Avraham was Megayer Ho Anoshim, Spada Megayeres Es Hanoshim. We're partners. We're partners here in being the patriarch and matriarch of a nation of Klal Yisrael. Be with me. Be my brother. Be my closest partner in achieving an awareness of the Mokoyim. El Kol HaMokoyim Asher Nova Shama. Each step in our growth in acknowledging Hashem, Imrili, my wife, be with me as a partner. It's a very nice pasuk to use in the Shevet Brachos, Hasan Kala. As they go through life, as they go, you travel through life, you're not just traveling from basement apartment to first floor apartment to two-bedroom apartment to a house. You're traveling in your awareness and your appreciation in seeing Hashem as being the Mekoyim Shel Olam. His presence is everywhere. Person grows and develops with this concept. Now that idea, let's just take a quick look at the parasha. Some points of contrast. Shedom is called a Mokoim in the parasha twice. It's called a Mokoim from the perspective of the Malachi Chavola. Ki mashchisim anachnu es hamokoim hazeh. They look at Sodom as a place of wickedness, of rishus. And the people here, they've angered Hashem. Ki godlat sa'akosam, their cry, their crimes are so great. Es penei Hashem. And Avraham Avinu, he looks at Sodom. He looks at the Mokom. It's the same Mokom. The same Mokom that the they said, Ki mashchisim anachnu es hamokom hazeh. Ki golot sa'akosam es penei Hashem. Avraham Avinu, he looked at that Mokom, that same Mokom. Vayashkeim Avraham baboiker el hamokom. He looked at that same place. Asher omad shom es penei Hashem. He saw the Pnei Hashem there as well. The Malachi Chavola, they destroyed this Mokom, but yet it's hard for us to understand. These are wicked people. Avraham Avinu, it says, he davened for them. He came back the next day when it was destroyed again to experience and to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this place, the place where he spent davening, where he davened and developed his koich of tefillah. When Avraham made a bris with Avimelech, it's interesting, the location where they made a covenant is called the Mokim. When a person makes a shavua, a bris by definition is only valid when you submit to a higher authority. There's Yiras Elokim. And it's only when he made the covenant with Avimelech, he saw this as a divine expression. Al-Kain, Koro Lamokoim Ahu Be'er Shava, Kishom Nishbu'u Shenehem. When one swears, this is an oath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a holy event to take a shvua in the name of Hashem. This was a new level of seeing Hashem. And finally, I think the most significant contrast that we should appreciate is the difference between Har HaMoriah, the location where the Akedah took place, versus the city of Gerar, the capital of the Plishtim. Avraham said to the Melech of Gerar, Rak in Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. In this location, there is no Yiras Elokim. At the end of the Akedah, the Malach says, Ato yodati ki yirei Elokim ota. Now I know that you, Avraham, you are a Yirei Elokim. And Avraham here says, oh, if in this Mokoim Hashem has said, Eidos, that there is Yiras Elokim, then we have to cement the Yiras Elokim in this Mokoim. By Yikra, Avraham calls this location, by Yikra Avraham, Shem HaMokoim Ahu Hashem Yireh. May it be, as Rashi beautifully elaborates, may Hashem select Yivchar v'Yireh Loi Es HaMokoim Hazeh L'Hashroes Boi Shechinosoi U'Lahakriv Kan Korbenoisof. Trying to suggest is that this pasuk of Vayikra Elokim Shem HaMokoim Ahu Hashem Yireh can only be understood against the backdrop of what Avraham said to Avimelech, Rak ein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. This was the life mission of Avraham, to travel, kasher hisu osi Elokim. And I said to my wife, do with me a chesed, kol ha-mokam asher nove shama, to search the world to find the year Aselokim. In Gror, it's a mokam, has every delight the world has to offer. Rak, there's one thing that this mokam does not have. Rak in Yiras Elokim b'mokoyim hazeh. But Har HaMoria, the Malach said to Avram, ki ato yodati, ki yirei Elokim ato. Yirei Elokim, oh, here the Malach acknowledged this Yiras Elokim. We have to acknowledge that. Vayikro Avraham Shem HaMokoyim Hahu. Hashem Yireh. And finally, to conclude, truly summarize everything, we really say this every day, not every day, but we say this on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say it every day, also twice a day, the Kedusha of Shemona Esrei, especially the Kedusha of Musaf, Tidav Nusach Ashav, Nechusfar, this is a little bit different, and we begin, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos, Hashem is holy. Meloi chol aretz kivoda. Kivoda imoli oilam. But then Hashem's servants, they ask, Misharsav shayalim zelozeh. Ayei mikoyim kivoda. Where? Where is that mokoyim? Where? This was the question that Avraham Avinu asked. There was no greater Mishareth than Avraham Avinu. His life in this week's parasha nine times was the question, Ayei Mikoyim Kivoydei. And the Malachim answer, where is the Mokoyim? L'um Asom, the Shabbachim, the Oimrim, they respond, Baruch Kivoyd Hashem Min Mikoyimai. May Hashem's name, the glory of Hashem, may be blessed from that Mokoyim. And you know where the Mokoyim is? Min Mikoyimai. Hu Yifin Barachamim. The Yochoyin Am Ham Yachadim Shemoi. The places where Hashem bestows mercy. When does Hashem bestow mercy upon the Jewish people? When the Jewish people express Yiras Elokim. Erev Avoike B'chol Yoyim Tomid Tamayim Bi'ahava Shema Oimrim. When the Jewish people cover their eyes and they declare Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, a moment of declaration of Hashem's oneness, a moment of pure Yiras Shamayim, that's the Mokom. That's the Mokom. This is the mission. This is the destination, the ultimate destination of Avraham Avinu. As he traveled his whole life with his partner Sarah to find that Mokom. When he came to Gror and he realized this is not the Mokom. When he established the prayer of Shachris, he found in his tefillos to serve Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, El HaMokom Asher Omad Sham, the moment when he established Shacharis, he found Yiras Shamayim there. When he took a Shavua with Avimelech and Fichol Sar Tzevaoi, the taking of a Shavua, actually in the Pasuk it says, the Pharish Hashem HaKhatiu Oysu Savoid, the prerequisite to take a shua is Yiras Shamayim. And the ultimate discovery of Yiras Shamayim, the conclusion of the Akedah, Ato Yodati Ki Yirei Elokim Ato, Vayikra Avraham Hashem HaMokoyim Hashem Yireh. When you come to that moment of Yiras Shamayim, Tamayim B'chol Yoyim Shema Oimrim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the Mokoyim where the Meshores of Hashem finds his Kavod Hashem. We need now Yiras Shamayim more than ever. The Chayolim, the hostages, the families who are tormented, children all over Eretz Yisrael suffer from the pachad of what is happening. When a siren goes off, it sends a shriek down the spine of Achinu B'nei Yisrael, and we need to do our part, and there's no greater part in bringing protection, salvation for Klal Yisrael than focusing on moments in the day when we have to make choices and asking Hashem and asking ourselves, what does Hashem want? And exercising ourselves by making decisions of Yirat Shamayim. That is the greatest sechus that we can do. We can contribute to the effort and seek protection and success for Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz LaAretz. May we merit to see Yeshuas and hear words of Nechama, Karoyf, Benhera, V'Yameinu, Amen. Thank you for listening, and may you all have a wonderful week ahead. Good night.